Hi, this is Yvonne Brown, and this is a Jadcast, produced by Jad Communications International, the organization that helps women to overcome limiting beliefs and achieve their highest potential at www.jadcommunications.com. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Sandy, for agreeing to be on our Jadcast, and I really am excited about interviewing you because everything that you do and everything I found on your website resonates so powerfully with me that I cannot wait to share this information and your comments with our audience. So here's our first question. On your website, you mention that a few years ago you were $100,000 in debt while making around $15,000 a year. Tell us how you turned that around and how you went from $100,000 in debt to creating over $1.5 million in under a year.
Well, it's one of those things that I had always in my heart believed that I should be wealthy, but I always experienced extreme financial challenge. And I kind of used to think I was born into the wrong body. Like, you know, I wanted the wealth, but I just wasn't getting it. Then I was really lucky. I came across a personal development course, which kind of started me on a path of understanding that when you think differently, when you change your focus in life, your entire life will change. And so I suddenly discovered that it wasn't so much about the practical steps that you put in place to create wealth. Yes, they are important, but unless you create what I call a millionaire mindset, then none of those practical steps are going to have any true or long-lasting success. So you need to work on changing the way you think. And when I did that, when I changed my focus from where I actually was, which was experiencing challenge and financial troubles, to instead focusing on what it is that I actually wanted, the abundance, the riches, the wealth, the prosperity, and instead of thinking about it as something in the future, began to see it in my mind's eye as something that had already happened, that's when my whole world began to change.
That sounds really great, but thinking about it can't be what actually made it change. What did you actually do that made it change?
Well, previously I had what I would call a poverty consciousness. So what that meant was every practical step I took, whether it was investing in real estate and then losing, you know, $15,000, whether it was joining an investment club which then went into liquidation, it was joining a network marketing company and the business going bust, whether it was investing in the share market, the stock market, and again losing about $15,000-$20,000. Every practical step I took self-imploded because I had a poverty consciousness. I had the mindset that, you know, it was hard to create wealth, that, and it's things that I had heard over and over and over again as I grew up. You know, I'd ask my parents for money, we can't afford it. You know, if someone had done well in the neighborhood, my parents would kind of look at each other and say, wonder what they're up to. They must be dealing drugs. And there was always this consciousness around money that it wasn't easy to come by and that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. So those beliefs I had taken on board, and so every practical step I put into place did not work. I did not have any success. I was operating a business and I was just getting further and further in debt, and as you said, I was $100,000 in debt. So what happened for me was when I realized that when you change your focus, when you start to think about prosperity and abundance, when you start to really to make that your predominant mental attitude, what happens then is you start to plant the seeds for your future, because every thought you think, every conversation you have, every emotion you feel becomes the seeds for your future. And whilst people say, well, how can just thinking differently change everything, it will transform your world. When you focus on what it is you want to achieve, what it is you want in your life, as opposed to what is in your life or what has been in your life, then, I mean, it sounds simplistic, but everything will change. And for me, when I turned my focus to prosperity and abundance, and that became my predominant mental attitude, then those same steps I took before all had success. I'd invest in real estate, and within 48 hours, you know, I'd do a deal and make over $100,000. I would invest in the share market, everything would rise. I would, you know, start a business, and instead of going $100,000 in debt, I'd make over $1.5 million in the first, you know, 6 months. And it was all a matter of mindset. So the practical strategies, what the actual wealth creation practical strategies you put into place, aren't so important as getting your mind in the right place. And then all those practical strategies you take, no matter what they are, will all have a much more successful effect.
I absolutely agree with that, and it resonates with me because I speak with women a lot. Thousands of women all over the United States, and I tell them, you know, thoughts are things, so be very, very careful what you think, because that's what will come into your life. And so, based on your response, I'm curious, in your book, How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast, you talk about opening the abundance flow. What is that? And how would I open the abundance flow?
Well, opening the abundance flow is really about understanding that there's sort of three parts to creating whatever it is you want in your life. And the first part is initially having that dream or that desire or that goal or something that you want to create or bring or attract into your life. Now, the moment you have that thought or idea, it's already been created. I like to tell people that imagine for a moment that out there in the universe is a warehouse. And that warehouse has your name on it, and it's enormous. And in that warehouse is everything you have ever desired before, everything you desire now, and everything you're ever going to desire in the future. And it's all there. And the only reason you have that desire or that wish is because it's in your warehouse waiting for you. And what happens is we have that desire, that dream, that goal, that wish, and it's because it's in the warehouse, and we start to think about it. And basically, I like to say to people, well, you know, all your helpers are running around in that moment saying, she's placed the order. You know, you see, maybe you see a beautiful little red sports car, and you start thinking about it. And in that moment, they're up there saying, she wants the red sports car. She's placed the order. And they open up the door to your big warehouse, and they start to roll the red sports car out. And in the next breath, you say, oh, but I'd never be able to afford one of them. And in that moment, they say, she's cancelled the order. And they roll the red sports car back into the warehouse and close the door. So, I mean, you always come up with the things you want, but then you let your logical mind cancel out the order. You let your logical mind come up with all the reasons why it can't happen. But when it comes to creating things into your life, attracting things into your life, manifesting things into your life, it's all about the creative mind. You've got to kind of disengage the logical mind. So when you're opening that abundance flow, it's about knowing what it is that you want and understanding that it's already there waiting for you. And so the second part is, you know, knowing that it is there for you, that it's already on its way. I mean, you had the desire, it's because it's there. It's on its way, so the order is basically being delivered. But then you've got to open yourself up to allow it to come to you. And one of the things I say to people is, the action steps you take are what allows it to come into your life. Because by desiring it, by dreaming it, by thinking about it, unless you actually take some sort of action steps, that's just a wish. And a wish will not necessarily come true. But when you actually take and put into place some action steps, then what happens is you open yourself to allow that thing, that prosperity, that abundance, or whatever it is you're desiring to actually appear in your life. Now, an example of that is, you know, say you do want to have a new car. Now, for me, I was in a situation once where I had no money, but my car had really what we call here in Australia, gone to the pack. It had started to fall apart and it was leaking so badly that one morning my kids got in the back of the car and my son said, "Mom, there's a plant growing in the back of our car." And one of the kids must have got a seed caught in their shoe and it had sort of taken root in the back of the car, and there'd been so much rain overnight, this thing had just blossomed up. So I really wanted a new car, but I didn't have any money. But that wasn't going to stop me. I went to the car yard, I took the action steps, went to the car yard, had a look, you know, had a test drive, I got my photo taken lounging against this car, I put that photo up my wall, I looked at it all the time, I imagined it, I believed it, I could see myself in the car. That was an action step, okay? They were all action steps, taking the photo, going for the test drive, going to the car dealer. And they're the action steps that allowed me, when I also did the metaphysical steps, did the steps of creating that millionaire mindset and seeing it in my mind's eye and believing in my heart, within a very short space of time, even though when I first had that thought that I wanted the car and I was $100,000 in debt, within a short space of time, it was about 3 or 4 months later, I had that brand new car in my life. And I had managed to manifest the money to be able to do that. And that's how you get that's how you actually open yourself up. You use the mind, the creating that millionaire mindset, to see what it is that you want, but then you take some action steps to allow it to flow into your life. Make sense?
Oh, it absolutely does. And I really love the idea of this warehouse that has your name on it and you're just placing an order and the little things running around going, "She's placed an order. Go get it. Bring it." I think that's wonderful. And I love the way you explain that, because that's so realistic. We can connect with that. We can get that. Another thing that you speak about is the most powerful force in the universe. What is it?
Yes.
And
the,
how would one harness
most...
that?
The most powerful force in the universe, in my book, it's actually pretty much toward the back of the book, the last few chapters, I talk about the most powerful force in the universe. And what that is, I'm talking about an affirmation that I have. Now, most people think that affirmations are just kind of a string of words and they say, "Oh, I tried that once and it doesn't really work." But an affirmation is just a string of words, the same as an aeroplane is just a big pile of metal, just a big pile of steel sitting on a runway. And unless you get emotion and power and energy into that big pile of steel, then it will go nowhere. The same with your affirmations. Unless you get emotion and energy and power into your words, then they will just sort of sit around in your head. They won't actually go out there into the universe and place that order for you. So the way to really harness that powerful force is to use the emotion in anything you do, whether it's affirmations, whether it's doing visualizations, whether it's reading out your goals, whether it's just thinking about what it is you want to bring into your life. You have to harness the power of emotion to really get your order flying out there to you, to your warehouse, as fast as possible. And in my book, I talk about an abundance affirmation. And basically, that affirmation is something that has allowed me to create amazing things in my life. It's all about asking the universe very strongly for what it is you want and really believing that it's going to appear, and asking not just the here and now, but asking the universe from, you know, all corners of the universe to bring to you what it is that you want. And when I say sort of unleashing that powerful force and tapping into it, because sometimes I use affirmations in places that are very powerful. For instance, I live on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland in Australia, and it's a coastal town, and there's a huge big headland that juts out of the sea. And sometimes when I know there's going to be a full moon, I go to that headland and I stand on the headland at night, just as the moon is coming up out of the ocean. It looks so big and huge, and you can feel the power of the universe. You feel at one with the universe in that moment, and you really can feel sort of invincible. You can feel like amazing things can happen, and it's that power which allows what it is you want to easily be attracted into your life. So I use moments like that to say my affirmations, or I say them under the stars at night or down by the beach, or places that you can really connect and feel at one with nature and at one with the power of the universe, because that allows you to, rather than feel separated from that power, feel as if you own that power, as if you are encapsulated in that power. You are that power, which obviously allows you to attract things into your life so much quicker and easier.
The laptop that I am using right now to do this interview, I actually brought that into my life because I needed it. And I threw my business card in a little bowl at a conference that I attended, and I needed the laptop to get some work done. And lo and behold, at the end of the night, after they pulled every other card out for every opportunity to win things, and I turned my back to it even, my name was called, and I had won a top-of-the-line laptop. And not only had I won it, but I physically received it in my possession a week before I needed it. So I had plenty of time to get it ready for use. And I had said, I need another laptop right now. And so I have myself, without really knowing it as well as you do, that ability to use that abundance affirmations and things like that, I've harnessed it myself to bring things into my life like this, things that I need. So I'm a believer. I know it works.
And the thing is, it works for everyone, whether you consciously know it or not. Like, you know, so often people very easily get the green lights all the time and they get the parking spaces they want. They don't understand that that is actually manifesting or attracting what it is they want. They just believe that they can easily do that, and they can. But if they just took that same attracting power and used it to attract, you know, the $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 a month they want, or the great health or the great relationship, I mean, you can use that to attract whatever it is you want, but they don't believe that they have the capability or they have what it takes. They think you need to have, you know, certain academic qualifications to be successful and make a lot of money, or they think there's some underlying thing you need, whereas you really just need to tap into that power of the universe, be very clear on what it is you want, and like you, it can easily flow to you. It can easily and effortlessly just come into your life. You don't have to chase after what it is that you want. And when it's all about creating prosperity and abundance, it's not necessarily that you're looking for, you know, just the big wads of cash or the $1 million lottery win. I mean, most people focus on those things, but understanding that tapping into that flow of abundance and prosperity is just allowing the things that you need to come into your life consistently, you know, day in, day out. So for you, you know, you needed a laptop, and for someone else, they might need a little bit of money, or for someone else, it might be some clothes, or, you know, a bike for their child, or a sewing machine, or whatever it is you want. It doesn't have to come to you in the form of cash. You might find that someone is throwing something out they didn't need and they want to know if you want it, or you get a great, you know, bargain or a discount on something that you were going to buy anyway, and you've saved yourself a whole lot of money. So getting into that flow of abundance is understanding that it's not necessarily all about having the cash in your hand. It's about being in that place where abundance and prosperity just flow to you in all different ways.
Absolutely. And I actually downloaded your free resource, the Affirmations for Abundance, that you have on your website. And I went through it, and there's quite a few of them. So as I looked at the resource that you give away, I thought to myself, this is a lot. How would someone use that? Do you just pick out certain ones, or do you record the whole thing? I mean, how would you use those affirmations that you give away for abundance?
That's a very good question, Yvonne. Really, when it comes to using any sort of words, I say to people, you want to use words that make your heart sing. So, for instance, that list of affirmations for abundance that I have on my website, it's a matter of you don't just take all of them and recite all of them one after the other. I say to people, go through the list, and the ones, when you read them out, it ignites something inside you. It makes your heart sing. You feel connected to it. Those are the ones that are right for you. Because, for instance, your logical mind may say, oh yes, I like that particular affirmation. I now make, you know, $10,000 a month. But it doesn't actually make your heart sing, whereas you might read another one that says, I now attract abundance and prosperity forever into my life. Now that might really make your heart sing. So you can say the first one over and over and over and over and over again, and yes, you might start to find you begin to attract more into your life, but it's a longer, slower process than using the affirmation that makes your heart sing, that ignites an emotion straight away, that really puts the energy behind those words, that sends it out into the universe, that allows you to attract back what it is that you want. So I say to people, go through the affirmations and pick out the ones that make your heart sing, and they're the ones that you should be focusing on. Whether you say them a few times a day, whether you print them off and put them on your wall so that you can see them, you know, in your office space or in your kitchen or on your bathroom mirror, it's just a matter of focusing on them as often as you can. You know, maybe you're drifting off to sleep and you say it over and over your head, or when you wake up in the morning, that's what's running in your mind. But it's really about choosing the ones, as I said, that make your heart sing. You need to have that emotional connection to it. And if you find a few that you like, you can do exactly what you just suggested before, Yvonne. You can actually record them and use them, and a good time to use them is as you're going off to sleep at night. You know, have them on, maybe playing on a continuous loop recording that goes over and over and over, and just put it softly so that it gets embedded very deeply into your subconscious. It becomes part of who you are, because once something goes into your subconscious, it becomes a belief. And when something is a belief, what happens is all the action steps you take in your life then support that belief. So if you continually tell yourself over and over again that you are rich and abundant, and you allow prosperity to flow into your life, and you are at one with riches, you know, if you continually tell yourself those things, that, instead of being a logical thought, becomes who you are at a cellular level. And when something becomes who you are at a cellular level, then you will find it will naturally and effortlessly just flow into your life instead of you running after it.
Yes, and it becomes transformational then. And then
absolutely.
I had an experience yesterday, and you and I have tried to connect for a while to make this happen. But yesterday, when your assistant contacted me so that we could make this happen, I had just had the most incredible experience. I was on my way to an appointment, and I was moving so fast in order to be on time that I almost slipped on this very slippery, shiny floor in a hotel. I was moving up the hall very, very fast. And if anyone had taped it, it would have been so hysterical, but I felt as though an angel. I felt as though someone reached out and touched my right arm and steadied me and pulled me up and saved me from falling flat on my face. And as I continued, I started smiling, and for 2 or 3 minutes thereafter, I could still feel that touch on my arm. And I said to myself, you know, an angel grabbed my arm and saved me from falling down. And as I was walking through the lobby, someone said, why are you smiling like that? And I said, I recalled the experience to them, and I said, I can still feel it, and I feel as though an angel protected me from falling flat on my face and saved me. And your assistant, after she responded to me about our interview, she said, you know, abundance, there are many different kinds. and prosperity. There are many different kinds. So keep that in mind. It's not always financial in nature. What are your thoughts
Absolutely. On that? Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Although my message is basically about creating prosperity and wealth and riches and abundance, and people, sort of those words to most people mean financial prosperity. It means money. I really believe that my message that I give to people allows them to totally recreate their world. And yes, finance and money and having, you know, the funds to do whatever you want, that is what I call the lure or the hook that draws people to my message, because the idea of being in a financial position to be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, is so appealing to most people. So that's what most people come to me for. But what they get when they actually understand the principles and the strategies and the secrets that I teach them, they suddenly realize that, yes, they can create the abundance and the prosperity they want, but it doesn't just have to be financial. They can create anything they want. They can create loving relationships. They can create the life of their dreams. They can create better health. They can create whatever it is they desire by using these exact same principles. So, you know, having that abundance and having that prosperity is not just about finances. In my own personal situation, yes, I very much wanted, when I had absolutely no money, to create more wealth in my life. But for me, it wasn't so that I could go out and buy fancy cars and jewelry and you know, clothes and jets and, you know, all the things that most people think very, very rich people have. It was being able to totally make choices every day based on my desires rather than my bank balance. So for me, it's living in a beautiful place on the Sunshine Coast, being able to go for walks along the beach and go for a swim whenever I want, not be tied down to a job or tied down even to a business that consumed all my time. It's about, you know, I love personal development. I love personal empowerment. I love personal growth. I love being able to, you know, learn about creating success. And then I love to take that information and share it with others. So, you know, I love being able to see about or hear about a great event or workshop or seminar anywhere in the world and know that I just look at my calendar to see if I can fit it in. I don't have to think, how much does that cost? You know, do I have to save up money? You know, can I ever get there? It's not based on that. It's based on, well, does it fit in with what I'm doing over the next few months? And so being able to make those choices, to me, is all about not so much financial freedom, but it's the financial freedom which allows me to do that, but it's about having the personal freedom. And I think for so many people, when they think about being wealthy, it's not the money so much that they're after. It's about exactly that personal freedom, being able to do what you want, when you want, without having to worry about whether or not you have the funds to do so, because you have more than enough prosperity and abundance to allow you to have that. And then what happens there is it affects the other areas of your life. I know when I was struggling financially, I was what I called a crummy mummy. I was very frustrated. I was scared. I was angry. I had no idea how I was going to change my financial position. And that impacted the other areas of my life. And I seemed to spend a lot of time yelling at my children. I had zero patience. And I know people say, I hear it over and over again, oh, money doesn't buy happiness. But I've been in the position of having no money, and now I'm in the position where I've achieved financial freedom. And let me tell you, I am far happier now, and my children are far happier now. So don't ever use that excuse to not create your own financial freedom, to create your own wealth. You know, don't say, oh, well, having wealth is, you know, not spiritual, or money doesn't buy happiness. You can have both. You can be very spiritual and have all the money in the world. You can be extremely happy and have all the money in the world. So it's about having it all. You don't have to give up one to have the other. You can have it all, and it's such a nice place to be when you do.
Can you teach that to your children, though?
You can attempt to share what you know in a roundabout way, but let me tell you, you know, I've got two kids of my own. I've got an 18-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son. And the more you try and teach someone something, particularly a family member, the more they will usually resist. When you blatantly try and teach them, the best way is to just live your life the way that you see best. Create things in your life. Attract abundance and prosperity in your own life. Create the health you want. Create the loving relationships. And just let them see. And then they will make their own choices. But when you try and teach people something, you usually find they have a resistance and they won't take it in. You know, they feel like they're being lectured to. So it's really a matter of just being an example. And you'll find that you'll teach people more by being an example than by trying to force information into their head.
Well, you are a really great example, a living example of the things that you teach about being wildly wealthy, about the cornucopia of abundance and riches that are out there for you. If you just reach out for it and harness it to use it to your advantage. So, I have one last question for you. What other comments would you like to share with our audience about what you're all about and why this mindset really works to help one to move from wherever they are today to what their dreams are and what they want tomorrow?
Well, Yvonne, I think the bottom line for me is knowing that I came from a position of really struggling. After I divorced my husband, I was left with a three-and-a-half-year-old daughter, and I had a six-month-old son, so my kids were very young. And over the ensuing years, I just got further and further into debt until, as we said earlier, I was $100,000 in debt and bringing in $15,000 a year. And it was all because of my mindset. It was nothing to do with what I was doing. It was my mindset. And once I understood that and once I started to change the way I thought, my life started to change. But the big thing people need to understand is, for me, it didn't just suddenly change my mind overnight and suddenly everything was rosy. It was a matter of I seemed to be going up and creating wealth, and then I'd plummet back down and lose everything, and up and down and up and down. And I used to think, what is wrong with me? Why is everyone else able to understand these concepts? They change their thinking and everything changes for them. But for me, it's an up and down, up and down. I've got it and now I don't. I've got it and now I don't. And I used to think that I was destined to always struggle around money. But looking back, I absolutely love what occurred for me, because now I can go out into the world and say, look, this is how to change your life. You change your focus, and there's many, many ways to do that. And obviously the book is filled with dozens of different ways, because I'm one of these people that gets very bored doing the same thing over and over again. So I came up with dozens and dozens of ways to focus on the abundance you want so you can create it in your life. But for me, it was all about I can go to anyone, anywhere, and say, you know, I'm going to teach you how to change your life, and it may work overnight for you. It may work in a week or two. It may work in a month or two. But even if it doesn't, even if it takes a year for you to tap into that abundance and prosperity, even if it takes 2 years, even if it takes 3 years or 5 years, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, it will change your life. If you focus on the abundance and the prosperity and the wealth and the riches that you desire, and that becomes your predominant mental attitude, then the outcome has to be that you will create the wealth you want, no matter what. And I'm living proof, because I was what I call a hard nut to crack. Some people, as I said, they take these principles and straight away everything changes, but some, it takes longer. But I can identify with the people that it takes longer for and say, it doesn't matter. If I can change my circumstances, everybody can change their circumstances. So it's just a matter of continuing, persisting, and believing that your world will totally transform when you continue to focus on the abundance, on the prosperity, on the wealth, and on the riches and the joy and the happiness that you want. It has to come into your life. There can be no other way. When that is your predominant mental attitude, it has to appear, and it will appear. So never give up. Just keep believing, and it will come into your life.
That's what I call putting the law of attraction into action. Thank you very much, Sandy, for being our interview for this week. We absolutely are thrilled that you were able to share your thoughts with us, and I invite everyone to visit Sandy's website, wildlywealthy.com. She has many wonderful resources there for you, a few good books that are free, wonderful, fabulous, downloadable on the spot, life-changing reports and resources that will make a difference in your life and bring you to where she is today. Thank you, Sandy, for being our guest.
My pleasure, Yvonne. Thank you so much for having me.